James Riley is very familiar with the halls and elevators of Jacksonville's St. Vincent's Hospital. Today, his wife is having a simple surgical procedure. They've been here more than a few times over the last year, too. He says the most frustrating part is never knowing exactly what it's going to cost to get well.
If they don't tell you what's what up front, like my wife, she's having surgery, but I don't even know what the price is going to be. You know, my co-payment, I don't know yet.
Lawmakers last year hoped to help patients like the Rileys with the state's forthcoming provider pricing database. The same law also required doctors to give patients cost estimates before procedures. The thought is that if people have a better idea of what it will cost, they'll shop around, and that would drive competition and push prices downward.
When there is some transparency with respect to what one group pays, it makes it far more difficult to charge other groups higher prices.
That's Healthcare Cost Institute Director David Newman. The nonprofit HCCI is creating Florida's health pricing database. Newman says average prices are calculated based on what insurers pay providers, not what doctors charge.
That is what we refer to in healthcare claims data as the allowed amount. So the charge data is the sticker price, the allowed amount is the actual price paid.
State healthcare officials expect the first iteration of the database to be online by July. And two measures on the fast track to passing this year could greatly expand the pricing data available to patients. One of them may even make some mindful shoppers money. Palm Coast Republican Representative Paul Renner is sponsoring a bill that would require insurers to give their customers a list of average procedure cost estimates so they can shop around. Most large insurers already do this, but Renner says his proposal would also reward patients for being diligent shoppers.
So if you go to a location where you beat that average, you share the savings with your insurer in the form of a check. And you could turn around and spend that on healthcare or some other thing.
Renner's bill would require insurers to cut a check for half of the difference between the average price and what patients actually paid, which is still cheaper for them than covering a super expensive surgery. And the pricing information they provide could come straight from the state's forthcoming database. He hopes that gets people using the tool. The doctor-run journal of the American Medical Association published a study concluding that just 10% of people use transparency tools in the first year they're online. But the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation last year found 80% of Americans who do compare prices say they'd do it again. And another First Coast lawmaker is heading up an effort to increase price transparency by pharmaceutical companies. Fernandina Beach Republican Senator Aaron Bean is proposing to expand the state's existing prescription medication database, which displays 150 of the most common drugs.
We're going to reform that bill to bring it into the top 300 drugs prescribed.
MyFloridaRx.com also shows pharmacy locations along with prices. I'm Ryan Bank in Jacksonville.